Finally, I'd like to thank our sponsor for tonight's event, Distinctive Hospitality Group, the owners of the Verve Hotel and Hampton Inn Hotels right here in Natick. This organization has provided hotel accommodations for artists appearing at TCAN for several years and been dedicated supporters of our mission. Please give a round of applause for our friends at the Distinctive Hospitality Group. You know, I can't help but mention also that I mentioned that I saw in the lobby some of our friends, another of our sponsors, Music Go Round. So the team from Music Go Round is here tonight. Let's hear it for those guys as well. They've been terrific and dedicated supporters. Thank you. The program tonight will be presented with no intermission. We'll be serving beer and wine in the lobby throughout the evening. And we invite you to silence your cell phones at this time. No recording, please. Thanks again for coming to TCAN. Well, tonight we celebrate the 45th anniversary of one of the most brilliant jazz fusion records ever recorded, opening the jazz world to an entirely new dimension. It is a great honor for us to have these great musicians with us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Billy Cobham's Crosswinds Project.
Thank you. Welcome to our show. This is a brand new record. Trumpet. Paul Hansen, bassoon. Kareed Hock, guitar. Oz Eselman, keyboards. Tim Landers, bass. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be back here in Natick. It's about my third time, and the third time's a charm. This is the heaven. And just so you know, quickly, we are celebrating something that we began here in Natick about a little over a year ago, and the development of the music that you're listening to now into this thing, if I can find it. Oh, it looks like this now. It's a CD, and it represents where we were then by playing where we are now. So this is called Time Lapse Photos, and all of the material that you're listening to, you've listened to, and that you'll listen to later on throughout the show from here. We'd love to share that with you, of course, along with stuff from Randy and a book that was written about me. Well, actually, I was the person, the protagonist, as you should say, in the book, and it's called 6 Days at Ronnie Scott's. And it's all available only here tonight. Unfortunately, we'd love to have stayed longer, but they wouldn't have us. They said we weren't worth it. So we're going to prove them wrong. Okay? That's enough for me. We're going to continue on because I hear we don't have a whole lot of time for me to be talking. So we're going to continue now with a piece that starts with a short prelude from Oz where he brings us in to the composition called Savannah the Serene. And from there, we'll go into Spanish Moss. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
very, very much. Stephanie Kenny's boss. Okay. Now we're going to do something. It is true that I wrote about a tree. And it was one that not too many dogs tend to pee on because it's in the middle of the desert. And it's a little bit too hot for that. And water tends to dry up real fast. Where did I get that from? Whatever. Well, probably New York. That said, it's all about a 60,000-year-old tree called the baobab tree that I once had the experience of looking at in a picture, actually. But I saw much younger ones, in like 4,000 or 5,000 years old, in person in Africa and South America. And wow, amazing, amazing. So much so that, as usual with everything else in my life, I hold in my mind dearly, try to convey a feeling about them through the music that I write. So this is called Under the Baobab Tree, and it features this time Farid Haq playing whatever that makes sense to him, and so that he can make it sense to us with it. Farid Haq, here we go. Thank you. We stop all of this because it's coming to that point, folks, and we, as much as we love to play, we also are under some restrictions that are understandable. I would like, again, once again, just to thank you on behalf of Paul Hansen, Basile, Marie Hawk, Tim Landon's bass, Oz Essendon, of course, the great Randy Brecker, trumpet. All of the stuff that you're hearing and the CDs that are available here, Randy and I will be around to sign them, as well as the guys. If you can pick them up, that's great, because you are why we make these things, not only for our own ego, but the fact that we know that you enjoy what we do. We get it from you when we play, and we'd like to leave you with these mementos, because fundamentally, that's what they are. Just where we were back in time, and it's kind of a small sonic window of where we've been, and a promise as to where we could go, especially with your help. So it's not something that's really funny for us. It's all part of life. You know, you work, you get paid, and that's what it is. You get paid in many different ways. It's not just about the bucks. It's all about the acknowledgement of what's happening and how we reflect what we feel that you give us in terms of your enjoyment. So thank you very much in advance. Those of you who can, those of you who cannot, that's okay. Come say hello, goodbye, so long. Give us a little handshake, because we want to thank you personally, ourselves as well. So that said, we've got this thing called Conundrum, which closes out the record. It was one of two things that closes out the record, but this is the head. Okay, the other one is the groove. All right, we'll see. Here we go. Thank you very, very much, everybody. This next one's for you. It'll be a little bit short, but it's beautiful that we should be able to do it. I had to play the other part of it as much as I can. All right. Wow. Ian Hawk, Paul Hanson, Randy Brecken, I'm Billy Collins. Good night, everybody. It's been a pleasure, an honor to play here in Natick again. Thank you. Good night.